परितोपस्य स्तम्भस्य मध्यात् अनुनिर्जहानम् नायं मृगोऽनापि नरो विचित्रम् अहो किं एतान् नृमुगेन्द्ररूपम्। नृसिंहदेव्स अपीयरेंस। वेल, हिरण्यकशिपु लुक्ड ऑल अराउंड टू फाइंड द सोर्स ऑफ द साउंड दैट वंडरफुल फॉर्म ऑफ द लॉर्ड which could not be ascertained to be either a man or a lion, nor from Pila. In amazement, Hiranyakashipu wondered, what is this creature that is half man and half lion? A demon cannot calculate the unlimited potency of the Supreme Lord. As stated in the Vedas, Parasya Shaktir Vigidhiva Suyati, स्वाभाविकी ज्ञान बड़ो प्रयाच। The different potencies of the law are always working as an automatic exhibition of his knowledge. For a demon, it is certainly wonderful that the form of a lion and the form of a man can be united, since a demon has no experience of the inconceivable power for which the Supreme Lord is called all-powerful. Demons cannot understand the omnipotence of the Lord. They simply compare the Lord to one of them, avadananti mangmudha manasim kanvasi. Mudhas, rascals, think that Krishna is an ordinary human being who appears for the benefit of other human beings. Param bhavu nadanupo. Fools, rascals and demons cannot realize the supreme potency of the Lord, but he can do anything and everything. Indeed, he can do whatever he likes. When Hiranyakashipu received benedictions from Lord Brahma, he thought that he was safe, since he received the benediction that he would not be killed either by an animal or by a human being. He never thought that an animal and human being would be combined so that demons like him would be puzzled by such a thought. This is the meaning of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, omnipotent. स्तंभस्य मध्यार अनुनिर्जहानम् नायं मृगो नापि नरो विचित्रं अहो कि किं एतन् नृगेन्द्ररूपम्। वैल, हिरण्यकशिपु लुक्ड ऑल अराउंड टू फाइंड द सोर्स ऑफ द साउंड कि द वंडरफुल फॉर्म ऑफ द लॉर्ड which could not be ascertained to be either a man or a lion, nor from Pila. In amazement, Hiranyakashipu wondered, what is this creature that is half man or half lion? This is the omnipotence of love. Love can do anything he desires. By his mere will, this cosmic manifestation, there is creation, sustenance and annihilation by mere will. It is so powerful. Therefore, Supreme Lord Krishna is known as all-powerful. He has unlimited potencies for asa saktir vividhiva suryate, Vedas says. Supreme Lord has multifarious energies. They are inconceivable. All the energies of the Lord are working brilliantly, inconceivably, even. The inferior energy or external potency of the Lord is called Maya Shakti. It is also very wonderful. mass of you are very wonderful. One cannot understand how Maya of you was. What to speak of? Superior energy, rich energy. Lord Himself speaks of this. You understand? He is never there. In his inferior energy, external energy, still it works. They won't. So, Hiranyakashipu, being a demon, he cannot understand the omnipotence of the Lord, the wonderful activity of the Lord. The demons are very afraid of death. They think, anyhow, if they can stay here perpetually and enjoy this material nature and lord it over, then they become lord. You understand? This ambition of enjoying this material nature is very, very great in demons. Although, in this material world, all the conditioned souls, they have this ambition to enjoy, to lord it over this material nature. You understand? But demons have great ambition. They want that they only survive here and enjoy everything here. They will be only enjoyers. And those who take share of his enjoyment, they should be killed. They should be so powerful, he can kill all of us and remain alone to enjoy. Lord, you understand? So Hiranyakashipu underwent very severe austerity and penance to satisfy Lord Brahma. At last Lord Brahma appeared, being satisfied with severe austerity and penance. Then Brahma asked, how like you may ask for any boon from me? So Hiranyakashipu said, alright, give me this boon that I will never die. No more. I'll be immortal. Lord Brahma said, it's impossible. I am not immortal. I'll die. How can I give you such a boon? That's quite impossible. Especially this world, material world, is known as Mrtyaloka, Mrtyuloka, where there is death, birth and death. It's known as Mrtyaloka or Mrtyuloka, a planet. And it's known as Mrtyaloka or Mrtyuloka. You understand? In space of planet, there's no birth, no death. But here it is. So, anybody here must die. Gita said that. Jātasya idhruva mṛtyu. You understand? Death is sudden. Death must come one day. Any moment it may come. May come today, tomorrow, after 1 month, 1 year, 10 years or 100 years. Anyway, it must. And it is sudden. Dhruva. Therefore, they were saying that as sure as death, death is sure. Well, they must die. Even Lord Brahman dies, who is the creator of this cosmic manifests. What to speak of others? So demons like Hiranyakashipu, they cannot understand it. Rather they are spare for both of them, which is quite important. Then he thought, alright, the things themselves, the demons think themselves to be very intelligent. Materialistic persons also think themselves very intelligent. But material intelligence is not superior intelligence, pure intelligence. It is impure intelligence. Avisuddha buddhaya. Bhagavatam says, avisuddha buddhaya. Impure intelligence. Pure intelligence comes from Krishna. Yesansa padipanam bhavatam. Pritipurpakam tadani buddhi yogam tam jena mangi padam pite. 10th chapter. Madhva Gita says, I give them intelligence, that is pure intelligence, comes from Krishna. Dhokva. Satta yuktanam badatam buddhi yogam. Always. Chanting my holy name, always. A task linked with me, with love. I give them your intelligence. You understand? But the materialistic persons, the demons, they cannot think of it. They think that themselves to be very, very intelligent. Therefore he, Hiranyakashipu, realized, please grant me such a boon that I can neither be killed by any human being, or by any animal. I can neither be killed during daytime or nighttime. I will neither be killed in the ether, in the land, in the water. I will neither be killed inside the room or outside the room. Thinking himself to be very, very intelligent. Lord Rama said, Tadhastu, let it be. All right, it's all granted. But the demon cannot understand why Supreme Lord is omnipotent, he can kill him. Keeping all these conditions intact, so he appears as Nrasimha in the form of lion up there. What is it? Oh. Is there any such creature in this creation? No such creature. Because he had got that bone. No animal, no human. Nobody can. So who is this? You understand? This is how the omnipotence is love. Nobody can understand. Only those who are, they are devotees of the Lord, they can understand. Nam prakasa sarvasya jova maya samaprata murayam navijana. Bhagavad Gita says, murati raskals cannot know me. Cannot hide himself. But others cannot see him, cannot know him, cannot the omnipotence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So the demons are always puzzled. Yeah? And this is known as Asura Mohini Leela. The Lord's Asura Mohini Leela. This is the Lord's pastime to build up the demons. You understand? To build up the demons. Lord Ram came, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, acted like an ordinary human being. You understand? When he was going to Mithila, Janakapura, with Vishwamitra Muni, you understand? So on the way there was the river Ganges, and he had to cross it. So Lord Ram asked the boatman, bring your boat and ferry us high across the river. The boatman was a devotee. He knows the Supreme Lord. What is the necessity of a boat for the Supreme Lord? He can do anything. He can act wonderfully. If he wills, he can cross over this river. What is the necessity for the Supreme Lord? The boat. Everything here. You remind as if you are a deaf person. You understand? Then a nice description is there also. Well, that boatman didn't hear, remained as if deaf. Then again and again, repeated. Lord Ram said, oh, can you hear me? Why don't you bring the boat? We want to cross this river. And then that boatman said, I am not a deaf man. Badhira nuhai vira boila tohi jhibara. Suni lini pathore pathoro opola. বালি পড়ি তোচরণ আশঙ্কা উপজে এণু নৌকা নায়িকা হলে বুড়ি বসাই নদী নাবে নইতা বাট আই হ্যাভ ইউ টচ এ block of stone, and that became a woman. That Ahalya, do you understand? That is the source power, omnipotency, there in your door. So he took off my boat, so it will become a woman. Do you understand? I have one woman, I cannot maintain her. Why did he give another woman? Make my life miserable. I know I won't allow you to step into my mouth. Again, moreover, I'm earning some livelihood by hearing people across this river, and that will also be gone if it becomes an woman. I won't allow you to step into my mind. Because the dust at your feet is so powerful. You understand? But I can do one thing. If you allow me, I'll wash your feet very nicely, clearly. As if not a speck of dust is there. Then I will cover, put some leaves, cover my boat completely, then you may step into it. You understand? Again, also another meaning is there. as a devotee, you see, he knows that it's Supreme Lord, not ordinary human being, Lord of all. So for him, not necessity. There is no necessity of the effort. If he wills, he can consider. Then he came as a Brahman, dwarf incarnation, very little feet like this. But that little bit so powerful, wonderful, he covered the whole cosmic manifestation, whole world, you see. Such a little form. Another, he covered the whole ground space. Such a little form, so powerful, only potency of God. What is this? We were given this small one. With the space, his leg, he can cross it over. What the necessity? He thought like that. Because devotee in the universe is Supreme Lord. Nothing is impossible on his part. But Lord Rama didn't do it. You understand? Lord Rama, known as Marjada Purushottam. You know it? No. Marjada. Very ideal in all respect. That's time. He teaches by his own action. That's time. General people. If he can do his Supreme Lord, he could have without the help of could have crossed over the other people can do. Other people are there, they are marking, watching. Oh, Lord Ram did like that, or let me do like that. So what will happen to him? He will be drunk. No, no, I won't. I'll do as an ordinary human. Lord acts in that way. In order to build that, this is Asurabhi Mohini Leela. In the instant, so demons think, what is that Lord? He is like us, one like us. Abhadanandi Mangura Manasi. That's what the Buddha says. So, Indrajit, the son of Ravan, you understand? Could bind up Lord Ram and Lakshman with snake trap, Nagapas. You understand? So then they were bound up and fell down. Why is it so Supreme Lord? Can a demon do like that thing? But this is also the Mohini Leela. To build her the demons of his manifest. When Goddess Sita was kidnapped by demon Ravana, Lord Ram was not there. When he came back, he saw Sita was not there. He cried. He cried like an ordinary human being. Oh, Sita! Like that, you see. Why Lord would cry? Huh? Lord knows everything. What had happened? Huh? You understand? But this is Asurabhi Mohini Leela. To build up the demons at face. He manifests his name. Asurabhi Mohini Leela. So the demons think that Abhadanam Dhiman Minta is an ordinary human being like us. Like one of us. They don't know the omnipotence of the so many schools. Sometimes the man or we, you sharpen a knife or something, a sword like that. With a block of stone, we sharpen it. Like, what do you say?
Sharpening.
Do you understand? So it becomes very sharp. Do you understand? So shirakam, shira means stone. And no weapon. Nails. Sharpened. But stone. Show. Sharpened. So pointing. That help, that nail. Just tore open the stomach, heart of the demon. Even my question is, Krishna Madhuda Kamanta, the other day I was telling how by his mere will the sea becomes land becomes sea, the frozen ice becomes as hot as fire, with burning capacity, and fire becomes frozen ice. But ice, you see, blade of grass becomes like thunderbolt, the blade of grass. Only a speck of dust becomes as huge as Himalayan mountain, near will. Such a great mountain becomes a speck of dust. Duly lavang. Such wonderful is Krishna, the Supreme Lord. The demons cannot think it. The thing, Supreme Lord has one like that. Vadanam manuhamanu sing samasa. You understand? So, Hiranyakashipu, great demon, was possessed with this wonderful creature and came out from the stone pillar. Quite inconstant. This is the potency of the Supreme Lord. Thereby, the build up this demons, this is Asura Vimodini Leela. You understand? But, yes? What is the question? But the devotees, they know it very clearly. Devotees are not Leela. They know the potency. Potency of the Supreme Lord. He can do a gene like. And devotees, knowing very well, stand it on the black midges. Hiranyakashipu was puzzled, great demon, whereas his son was a mere boy, the Lord, he was not puzzled. He said, the Supreme Lord, come on. Was looking so pious, nursing a baby, so killing, even because of the demons, all his men, blood stained, you see, blood of demons, so pious, angry, look, powerful, roaring, even. All the demigods headed by Lord Brahma, they were afraid to approach him. You understand?
Yes, question.
Yes?
I can understand like a big demon like Hiranyakashipu, why Krishna or Nrisimhadeva would bewilder him for the pastimes. And ultimately, this big demon gets liberation because he gets killed by Krishna. But why would Krishna act in such a way like a human being to bewilder small demons who it doesn't seem like they get any benefit looking at Krishna like an ordinary human being, like you were explaining how Krishna disappeared from
yes.
the planet. What kind of benefit do small demons get if they're not going to play a part in Krishna's pastimes of being killed by the Lord?
Yes, that's Krishna's mercy.
How?
Krishna is very, very merciful. You understand? So, and Krishna says, Samam sarva bhuteshu namen vishyasti nam priya. Supreme Lord is impartial. He is not partial. He is equal to all. Samam sarva bhuteshu. There is nobody very dear to me, nobody dear to me, nobody enemy to me. No priya, no doshi. You understand? But demon like people, they cannot understand. Oh, this statement is not correct. There is Supreme Lord is very, very partial. He kills the demons, he becomes enemy to the demons. Whereas is that dear to the devotees as demigods. He protects demigods and kills the demons. Is it his impartiality? You understand? He says, but in actuality, Supreme Lord is impartial. You understand? Śrutaṁ sarva bhūtānam. And only when we sing friend, all living in. Why is not when we sing friend to the demons? The demon is a living entity also.
From desire.
You understand? No, he's doing good to them by killing them. If the demons are killed by the Supreme Lord, thereby the gate, salvation, but they couldn't have got, you see. This is Supreme Lord's mercy, is doing good because he is impartial. You understand? Demons think that he is partial, but he is not partial. You understand? They cannot understand. You cannot understand also. Therefore, your question is like that.
Well, I'm trying to understand, if a small demon doesn't get the opportunity of being personally killed by Krishna...
A small demon. They don't get the opportunity.
Yes.
Yeah.
So...
Big demons they get.
Yeah, right. So he's looking at Krishna as an ordinary human being because he's beautiful.
All demons, all of them. All demons look at Krishna as an ordinary human being.
But Krishna's acting as a human being to bewilder them.
Yeah.
But that bewilderment seems to keep them in the material world perpetually. I don't see how they get benefited by that.
Those are killed by him.
They get benefited.
They get benefited. They get special mercy. You understand?
But the ones that are not killed by him, they just get bewildered.
They stay here.
But how is that?
Durga Devi kills so much.
How is that mercy?
You understand? Durga Devi kills so much demons, so many demons. You understand? If mere of the Supreme Lord, they will be killed anyway. You understand? Yes?
I have one question regarding those demons that were killed by Krishna during Krishna Lila. All those demons that Krishna killed during Krishna Lila, were they ordinary demons or some devotees who came and took the form of the demon?
You see, those who take part in the transcendental pastime of the Supreme Lord, they are not ordinary beings. Don't think so.
Even the demons.
Yes, even the demons. You understand? They are not ordinary beings, you see. Who can take part in the transcendental pastime of the Supreme Lord? Even the trees, the mountains in Vrindavan, they are not ordinary trees and mountains. That mountain, Giri Govardhan, and ordinary is a devotee. One of the best devotees. Stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto.
Were they actually demons or they were not really demons?
Who are?
The demons who were killed by Krishna.
You see, they are very fortunate beings. They are souls. Fortunate beings. they came here as demon to take part in the transcendental pastime of Krishna that he wants to manifest here. You understand? Thereby, Krishna gets pleasure and they also get pleasure. Krishna gives always pleasure to everybody. Thereby, he gives pleasure to the demons.
I can ask him this question, I'm trying to ask him a different way. Krishna's giving his mercy to everyone equally.
Yes.
Now, he performs these pastimes to bewilder the demons.
Yes.
By acting as ordinary human beings.
Yes.
Now, suppose the common man gets bewildered by his activities acting as ordinary human being, and thus ordinary common man commits offense and stays in the material world. How is that mercy? In other words, how is that showing mercy upon this jiva soul who bewilders them so much they can never attain him?
Therefore, Krishna's instruction is that become my devotee, mad bhakta. Man mana bhava mad bhakta mad jaji man namaskar mangavesh. That is the most confidential instruction. You just think of me and become my devotee, worship me. He'll come to me.
But then they say, well, he's an ordinary human being, why should I...
Ordinary human being can become a devotee.
No, they say Krishna's an ordinary human being.
Because they are bewildered.
Bewildered,
yes.
So maybe he's bewildered.
But if they will become devotee, they will never be bewildered. Prahlad was never bewildered. But his great father, demoniac father, was bewildered. Then saying, the one who becomes a devotee will never be bewildered. And Krishna will never bewilder them also. Rather, they will enjoy, they will appreciate the transcendental leela. The Supreme Lord is manifesting. You understand?
So is it correct to the understanding that you were saying that Krishna is not partial? So
not partial.
So the demons who want to forget him, he gives them facility.
Facility to forget him. Forget him, yes.
By acting as ordinary human beings.
Thereby he is fulfilling their desires. Yes. Let them get pleasure by this. By forgetting me and becoming my enemy. You understand? Let them get pleasure. You understand? So he is giving pleasure to one and all. You understand? And Harina Hato, you see, those who are killed by Lord Hari, they get that Brahma Sarvajya Mukti. You understand? Which they couldn't have. Logic. You understand? And Krishna is so merciful that Aho Paki Jastana Kaara Kutam Jingha Shaya Asadhi Levegati Takra Chitam Kamma Dayaar Saranam Dadam. That verse is that. Srimad Bhagavatam. The demon is Putana Paki. The sister of Bakasura. The demon is Putana. What she got, you see. She came. They smearing poison on her breast with a desire to kill child Krishna by allowing him to suck her breast. You see, Krishna did it. You understand? That's why Putana was killed. But Krishna appreciated the good act. That Putana acted like my mother. Because mother sucks her breast, do you understand? Allows the child to suck her breast, do you understand? Only it's mother's activity, mother's work. So Putana did mother's work. So he gave Putana the same place with Jasoda Rani in the transcendental world. You see, Jasodam, how merciful he is. Kumbhadayaram saranam rajim. Krishna is such merciful. So, we should all take shelter at his lotus feet. Who else is there merciful than Krishna to give such benefit, such mercy to Putana? Then say, how he appreciates good act. That is that. Then say, so it is very difficult to understand him. All are puzzled. So puzzling is there also with you.
That's why I'm questioning.
Yeah, that's why you are questioning. Because it's very difficult to understand this Supreme Lord. Nam prakasa sarvasya yoga maya samastha murayam abhidhana. Therefore he has said. You understand? This devotee and don't be puzzled. Everything can be remembered. Clearly for you. Yes, this is this.
Jai Sita Prabhupada Ji Maharaj Ki, Jai Sita Gurudev Ki, Jai Samveta Bhakta Vrinda Ki, Jai Ananta Koti Vaishnava Ki, Jai Bhūta Vāra Ki.